This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Because of your support, we're still here. Thank you. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to play a few clips here out of your phone calls and news in the next segment. Here's Dr. Malone saying everything we had in hospitals to ensure safety had been suspended. And that's the real next level sign worldwide. Why are all these governments following the same policy to give people remdesivir that causes kidney failure and doesn't protect you from the virus, but blocking all these other things that are absolutely 100% effective, basically, especially when used as cocktails? Here he is talking about it.
Speaking out like this is not an easy thing, and you're always, at least if you think about it, you're afraid of going too far.
And then you got COVID again.
Yeah, we did.
That's kind of...
So that's one of the odd things about the taking the vaccine after you have natural immunity. Now we know increases your risk for adverse events, which is one of the reasons why we shouldn't be just willy-nilly vaccinating people.
Yeah.
We're not all alike in that way anymore. We don't have all the same risks. And there this growing awareness that there is T-cell damage from the vaccine, so that it may be that if you're naturally immune and you take the vaccine, you actually have a less effective immune response than you did before you took the vaccine.
Yeah.
That's still kind of emerging. But I think there's a lot of merit that has to be looked at really, really rigorously. And there's we're in a this landscape where so much is anecdotal because the ability to do the work is suppressed. It's not funded. You can't publish it.
And doctors are discouraged to report?
Actively discouraged, and actively discouraged to report.
Yeah. And
not just doctors, nurses, others in the hospital environment. Pathologists are strongly discouraged to perform autopsies. All the classic stuff that we have had in our hospital system to ensure a safety and effectiveness and appropriateness of medical treatment has been suppressed, all in this blind rush to, with the logic that anything which would cause vaccine hesitancy is not allowed to
must be avoided at all costs.
Yeah.
So, out of the gates worldwide, hundreds of countries, under UN directive, the same policy to suppress treatments, suppress the danger, suppress what's really happening, and then we learn it's a globalist weapon. Of course it is. But the good news is, here's Bill Gates. Wherever he goes around the world now, this just happened yesterday. He was going to a TED Talk being protested outside with Arrest Bill Gates. Arrest Bill Gates. They're not getting away with this. We've saw through them. We've had good scientists and doctors and others come public, and we know. We warned everybody 8 months, 9 months before they released the damn shot what it would do. We had all the top scientists. I mean, you, who's who? Inventor of mRNA, former chief scientist Pfizer. The list just goes on and on. The chief scientist of the EU saying, we know what this will do. We know what's going to happen. The media is the virus. Infowars.com. Good job of that listener showing up in the local paper in the Vancouver News. Great job, brother. All right, we'll be right back. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana, Second Amendment, pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20, whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us actually produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all, and they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Your historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Another world. Another world. Another time.
Another time.
In the age of wonder.
In the age of wonder.
Another world.
Another time.
Another time.
As my voice green and good.
Until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Power of our source, Crystal. Our source is God. Our source is truth. Our source is the sacrifice, Christ. We receive it, and we join with our ancestors and our current brethren and those in the future in eternity. Because eternity is not enough. What is greater than eternity is unlimited eternities. And that is the beginning of the mind of God. Well, I want to take your calls from Chris, Michael, Alex, Rush, Brandon, Vern, Dale, Adam, and others that are patiently holding today. Now, I did an okay job last hour. I hit the mentally ill, schizophrenic black supremacist that went in there reportedly and shot all these people because they were white. Terrible situation. And it flies in the face of the FBI. Report of the last 2 years that white people are number one terror threat. That doesn't mean there aren't crazy white people that go around shooting black folks. Look at Dylan Roof and other cases. But the media is not going to stick the knife in and turn it and tell white people to hate black people like they would have done if a white person would have done this. But we got plenty of crazy white people, plenty of crazy black people, and that's why people should be armed and trained to protect themselves from people like this individual. We have, of course, it coming out, the huge ruling by the verdict, by the jury, saying these people are not guilty. They didn't attack. The FBI provocateured them, ordered them to show up, and they were complaining while it was happening that, I don't want to kidnap the governor. Get in there and do it and cut her head off. This isn't just infiltrating. It's not even provocateuring. It's leading attempted terror attacks to make their minion, Whitmer, look like a hero. And the same FBI that did that ran January 6th provocateur operations. It's now coming out. We've got that. I covered it. And we've got the fact that states that didn't have lockdowns had the lowest death rates and all those statistics. And then we've got this whole targeting of the children, new development there. We're going to be getting to, you know, the Democratic death march to November. We have narrative fail. Only 6% of Americans are buying into Joe Biden's talking point that Russia is to blame for his record inflation. In new polls, the wheels have come off the establishment. CNN spent $400 million, wasn't $300, $400 million on CNN Plus. It has less than 10,000 viewers total in a week. We know that we have listeners tuning in on average listening about 25 minutes. We know in 25 minutes listening to this show every day, there is conservatively 2 million people tuned in. So what's 10,000 divided into 2 million? I mean, we have dozens and dozens and dozens of times the viewership and listeners of CNN Plus every half hour, every 20 minutes. Drawing fewer than 10,000 daily users. Actually, it's 10,000 weekly. CNBC even spun that. I mean, think of that. You can't force people to watch CNN. But Brian Stelter and all these people like Anderson Cooper are these self-appointed individuals that sit up there and call for censorship and control of all their competition because they think if we go away, they'll be popular again. You can ban 100 people, 1,000 people a day. You can take Alex Jones and Joe Rogan off the air tomorrow. There will be people that fill that vacuum of disagreeing with you, and they'll have millions of viewers instantly. No one can put CNN and MSNBC and the whole corporate media back together again. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. And the greatest example of that is Brian Stelter, who is the living embodiment of Humpty Dumpty. So Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty said we must censor them all. Humpty Dumpty said only I can speak. Humpty Dumpty was ugly and had disgusting feet. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. So what can they do? They can try to pull us and claw us into the maw, into the hole, into the pit with them. And the answer is, we ain't buying your chili. We're not going along with you. We're not accepting your BS. We break with you, and no, we're not going to have the civil war you want, and we're not going to go shoot the cops like you want, and we're not going to attack federal buildings like you want. We're just going to sit here and culturally withdraw our support from all your systems and speak out against you, and most importantly, build our own systems and pray to God to lead, God, and direct us. So they can sit around in their chairs and have the Atlantic Monthly, owned by Steve Jobs' wife, who was one of the most frequent visitors at Epstein Island. And they can sit up there and pontificate about how only they're real and everybody else is fake. But at the end of the day, everybody knows. Everybody knows who they are and what they are and where they're going. You know, we always turn him into It the Clown, but It the Clown's almost more lovable than Brian Stelter. It's not even fair to, like, make him turn into the clown on TV. It's better just to show his real face. Yeah, yeah. Please don't turn back into the clown. That's scarier looking than it, because that's real. Why would Time Warner, why would AT&T want to put that on TV? Because they want to force ugliness and evil and fraud and lies on you because they're hunchbacked and they're ugly spiritually. And they like the fact that they're forcing their ugliness on us. Their spiritual ugliness. Their filth on us. I'm going to stop ranting. I'm going to go to your calls. And then I need to get into the censorship news. I need to get into This pedo news. But let's hit this right now briefly. Joe Biden came out, as you know, yesterday. The video's on Infowars.com. And he said, well, you got to hear this for yourself. He said that they've got to legalize blaming gun manufacturers for shootings. Well, next you're going to blame somebody that uses a baseball bat to kill somebody or a butcher knife or a car. But notice the same law firm run of the Democrats is trying to sue me out of business is the same one that got the Remington situation, and they're now the ones filing lawsuits against gun manufacturers everywhere to shut them down, just like they're able to try to shut us down with their fake lawsuits. They believe they can then shut down all the other patriots and resistance out there with picked, kept juries and pet judges. And that's their stratagem, and that is their overall plan. But here's Biden, can't even get it right when he's saying we need to go after gun manufacturers, and then he butchers it and brings in prostitutes somehow. Here it is.
I said, what do you think the deer you're hunting or wear Kevlar vest? What the hell you need 20 bullets for? You must be a hell of a terrible shot. I'm serious. Think about it. Think about the mass shootings. As many as 100 rounds. It's a weapon of war. There's nothing to do with recreation. Outright ban of the sale and possession of unserialized guns. Eliminate gun manufacturers' immunity from liability. They're the only outfit. They're the only outfit in the country that is immune. Imagine had the tobacco industry been immune to prostitute being sued. Come on.
Yep. The gun manufacturers and the tobacco companies are...
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Got a lot of news I'm going to hit, but let's just get to your calls right now. Look really forward to talking to you. Let's go ahead and talk to Adam in New Jersey. Adam, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Alex, it's a pleasure to be talking to you, man. Just want to let you know you are the tip of the spear. Thank you for everything that you do. I want to take up a little bit of your time, man. I live in Jersey, and I just feel like this whole thing going on in Brooklyn, it just seems all too convenient. We've seen this move by the globalists before. They overplay their hand, and then they go quickly to the other side. It's not adding up over here, and I just wanted to get your thoughts
on
that.
Well, give us your view on it, because conveniently the camera failed. They said out of the thousands of cameras, that's the one area where they failed.
That's exactly what I'm saying. It seems too coincidental, and they just happen to find...
Well, you're not supposed to ask questions, sir. Just go back to sleep. Come on.
Yeah, that's my problem here. I'm awake. And, you know, they find the U-Haul there, and they have all these videos of his social media. If he was some mastermind, why does he have all these videos basically saying he's crazy out there? And now it's suddenly this guy? It doesn't make sense to me, Alex.
Well, they got rid of the mental institutions in the 80s. There are a lot of crazy people, and the FBI did try to go after him, but higher-ups blocked it because it didn't fit the narrative. He'd been a white crazy, they'd have gone after him because that fits the narrative. I mean, I don't know if it was a staged event. I don't know if it was provocateur, but we'll continue to watch it as it develops. What else is on your mind, brother? You want to talk about Russia?
Russia's crazy right now. That's the other thing, too. First, you know, Zelensky, he needs our help, and now he's saying that we're cowards for not helping. He wasn't in NATO, and with everything going on, Ukraine's filled with Nazis, and no one wants to report on that.
Well, I love 2 weeks after the Russians pull out from around Kiev, then Zelensky and Boris Johnson march around like they're in a combat zone with no craters, no dead people, no snipers, in a city that Putin says he's not going to attack. I mean, it's preposterous.
It's absolutely crazy. And they're making all this up, saying there's a ton of attempts on his life. This is the Russians we're dealing with. It's a competent military. They're making it all up. If they wanted him dead, they'd have taken him out. But that's not the way Putin works.
Well, I don't want to over-lionize the Russian military. It's the U.S. military is in constant war. That's why it's one of the best, if not the best, in the world. You know, the Russians have not been in a bunch of wars in a while. Well, Russians fight, absolutely. But, I mean, you've got Russians fighting Russians, basically, in Ukraine. And it's a bloodbath. You've had the U.S. military and special forces there for over a decade preparing to lure the Russians in. That's been declassified, and Russia walked right into a high-tech trap. Thanks for the call. Currently, Putin is getting smashed. And I said Putin went into a trap when it first happened. This will make Afghanistan look like a cakewalk. That means Soros and the globalists are to blame for starting this. But it doesn't mean I'm going to go, oh, look, Putin's doing a great job. Oh, you're so smart to go in there. No, Putin's finding out. I mean, look, Putin's not dumb. I'll give you that. What did he think was waiting for him when he went into there? What did he think? All the special forces units of Europe and the Delta Force and the rest of them for a decade training the Ukrainians with high-tech weapons. Where the tank's a mile away or 2 miles away, you just aim, fire, it hits the target. And Putin did know that. He knew that NATO was moving in, about to overthrow Ukraine, and they already overthrown an elected regime, and he made the decision to go in. So he just said, screw it, I'm going to fight. And the Russians are getting annihilated because they've got high-tech ballistic missiles and high-tech long-range systems, but they just do not have switchblade drones like the U.S. has. They've dumped over 100,000 switchblade drones in that a one man can have two on his back, launch it with a target, and take out vehicles and armored vehicles, and you name it. It's a small cruise missile. The U.S. is 30 years ahead of Russia. Russia might as well be fighting space aliens right now. And so that's what's happening. You've got a 1980s army that is rolling in against basically Martian technology. I would describe it like that. It's all the Russians could do if they wanted to win this now was just nuke the major cities, and then he'd be a war criminal. But now the Ukrainians are motivated, they're dug in, they've got high tech weapons, and unless the Russians flatten every city, they're not going to be able to take the country, which Putin claims he's not doing. But he can't even win the east part right now because the United States, the people that run our country, have been there for a decade training serious commando units for this. And they all speak the same language. They look the same. So the groups can infiltrate back and forth across sides. The ultimate proxy war. It'd be like having Arkansas and Oklahoma go to war with Texas. And Texas is Russia. It's bigger, more people. But Oklahoma and Arkansas, they basically talk the same, look the same. They're not wimps. Well, what's going to happen? You're going to kill each other. It's not going to stop. I mean, imagine if Texas went to war against Oklahoma and Arkansas, how would that go? You're like, well, there's more Texans than them. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It's going to be a bloodbath. And you can't tell who's who. That's why in the old days people wear military uniforms, because at least it's chivalrous, you know who you're facing. We're going to go to break. I only got to one caller that segment. I want to get to like 6, 7, 8 callers in the next segment. I want to get everybody on the board before Ollie Alexander joins us, coming up here in about 35 minutes in studio. Separately, I really need your support. I'm not going to sit here and bitch and complain. I just need your support, or we won't be able to fund the operation with all the attacks we're under. And more than ever now, we need your support. Plus, these are great products you need. It's the final day of the InfoWars blowout sale. Up to 75% off top-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block, InfoWars Life Immune Support, Fizzy Magnesium, Vitamin D3 Gummies, VasoBeach, Biotrue Selenium, all InfoWars t-shirts at cost, books, films, all of it, water filtration. Up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your past support, but now is the time to double down. Separately, JonesTaxRelief.com takes you to one of the leading law firms that, for very low prices, cuts right to the chase with dozens of major services to cut your taxes, to get taxes forgiven, wage garnishment shut down, you name it. They cut right to the chase. And you do a great job. JonesTaxRelief.com, and they're an amazing sponsor. Call them, tell them what you got going on, and they give you amazing service. JonesTaxRelief.com or 833-900-4285. 833-900-4285. JonesTaxRelief.com.
It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalists. And it was a t-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited editions, because whatever stock we've got in, that's fact that we're selling everything out to fund the operation to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Live from the InfoWars Studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We're about to go to Brandon in Texas. Let's talk about supply chain breakdowns and shortages in baby formula. I personally, this weekend, went to three grocery stores to see for myself. And these are grocery stores that are never sparse, and they were half empty or more. And Texas is one of the most food-independent states in the United States, in a country that is the most food-independent in the world. So I'm in the best state, or if not the second-best state, in America that's the best country in the world. And I saw for myself there was no baby formula. Not that I have a baby anymore, but I went and looked. I don't just believe the news. I want to eyeball this. Hell, I got footage on my iPhone of it. And there it was. Here's some of the headlines. Narrative fail. Only 6% of Americans are buying Joe Biden's talking point that Russia is to blame for the record inflation. UK households' incomes obliterated by inflation storm as living standards plunge. Biden economy. Average American lost 2.7% in earning power in March alone due to the massive inflation. It just goes on and on. I got a giant stack here. Russia's lower house voices opposition proposals to suspending gas supplies to Europe. Russia's lower house voices proposals on suspending gas supplies to EU countries. Food shortages loom as Chinese farmers face trouble amid pandemics all over the world. It goes on and on. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Brandon in Texas. Brandon, thanks for calling.
Hey, good afternoon, Alex. I just wanted to call and kind of bring that up, the situation with the baby formula. Mostly in regards to now, most retailers are actually limiting the amount that consumers can actually buy. And I kind of want to give your thoughts on that. And one other kind of off-topic subject is, with the food production here in the United States, with the Chinese coming over here and buying up all their farmland along with Bill Gates, kind of what do you expect moving forward for our food supply chain?
Well, I said it years ago, when they globally devalue the currency and when they get the general public not to work anymore with universal basic income, land and agriculture are going to be one of the most valuable things after raw minerals, rare earth minerals like lithium, and other things. So, yeah, the globalists are in a race with all their fiat money to buy up all the infrastructure, all the land, all the production facilities they can, because that in the future is going to be everything. Everyone in the future is going to want to live in the country. Everyone in the future is not going to want to live in a giant third world slave grid, high-tech death grid city.
Yeah, and in particular, I mean, look at what's happening over in Shanghai, you know, one of China's most populous cities, with the amount of food shortage that's going on over there.
And all of it, and again, they're getting China ready for the worldwide collapse. They're already doing their drills on how to lock down one of their biggest cities because they know this is part of an economic warfare plan, and China wants to be ready.
Exactly, exactly.
Killing all the dogs, killing all the cats. Who would believe that before? But this is what they're doing.
Well, Alex, I just want to take a little bit of your time today. I appreciate you, taking my call, and, Alex Jones is right.
Well, I wish I wasn't right, brother. Thank you so much, Brandon. Love you. All right, up next here, let's go to Michael in Nebraska. Michael, you're on the air. I want to talk about your father had the Pfizer shot and what happened.
Hey, Alex. It's actually Michelle.
I'm sorry. At a distance, I read it wrong. I apologize,
that's okay.
Michelle.
No worries. I appreciate you very much and your willingness and dedication. Honestly, I was pregnant when I started listening to you and chose not to get the vaccination after educating myself. Unfortunately, and my baby and I are healthy, my other kids are healthy, but my father, I'm his power of attorney, and 2 years ago, he was riding his bike 9 miles a day.
Wow.
So very in shape, elderly, yes, but very in shape and exercise every day. And now he can barely walk to his mailbox without getting out of breath. So I took him to the VA. He's a former vet. And I wanted some blood work done and because he's had 3 shots. And the doctor acted like I was crazy because I explained why I wanted this blood work done. And I had previously, before we went, I told my dad what I was concerned about, which is vaccine-induced autoimmune deficiency syndrome. And the doctor literally acted like I was crazy.
Yeah, they gaslight you, even though it's in all their literature and they know it's real, they gaslight you.
He acted like it was the first time he was hearing this information. And he is one of the main doctors at the VA. And so I educated him on what I knew, and he refused to do an HIV test. So I said, what are the other options? I want to know my dad's BD smear kit and CDA.
And by the way, you can show people piles of mainstream news that a lot of people that have had these shots come up positive for HIV, and that's the big secret. I mean, this is so incredible.
Seeing that his symptoms were, in my opinion, directly caused by something that was injected into him. So after arguing about this test, he said he would order a lymphocyte test. I followed up a week later, and he said he'd ordered it. The director of nursing told me he didn't order it. So I said, you tell him, it was a Friday afternoon, I said, you tell him to call me back before 5 o'clock today before he leaves that building, because I want to know why he didn't order that test I told him to order. And long story short, he said there was some issue. He reordered the test. I had to take my dad back there to get another blood draw because the time had lapsed. And so I got the results back last week. And before I called today, I prayed to God that your will be done, God, because I honestly didn't think I would get through to you. I'm a first-time caller, and I did get through.
You were meant to be on air, and we'll put you on hold, too, later. If you want to show us the results, we'll black out his name. But
So you finally got the
test back. Michelle, what'd you find out?
So I found out that total T cells, that's the low end. The CD4, which is the T4 helper cells, that is actually high. That one was low.
Now, I want to hear this, but your phone's breaking up. So back away from it or get right on it again.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm not moving.
It's kind of, I can hear you better now. Start over with what's in the
report.
I can hear you. Start over with what's in the report.
In the report, the T cells. I wanted to know his T cells, and they're low. The B cells, B as in boy. Those are also low. The CD8 cells, those are your absolute suppressor cells, low. And then the T4, T8 ratio, high. And it's very high. So I looked up, what does T4, T8 ratio high mean? And I got instantly on WebMD, Hodgkin's lymphoma. So I want you and your listeners to know, as much hearsay as people are saying that, you know, it's not real, it's not affecting your T cells, I have proof that it is. And I feel horrible that I let him get this. It was out of my control, to be honest. The doctor.
Well, don't feel bad. That's what the German scientists have said, is that they found massive increases in lymphoma, Hodgkin's lymphoma, and people that already had cancer that were under cancer treatment being observed in a big study in Germany that took these Pfizer Moderna shots, it just grew cancers at levels never before seen. We're talking about cancers doubling in a week that would take 6 months to double. We're talking just explosive cancer growth. God bless your father. I'm so sorry they did that. But yeah, they want to exterminate everybody. This is a depopulation operation. They want to set the precedent to do it. This is mass culling. God bless you. Thank you for the call, Michelle.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message.
The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
During the break, I was just rereading the ratings for CNN Plus. $400 million plus in investment, and it has less than 10,000 viewers a week. That's almost impossible. You can't make people watch it at gunpoint. But imagine the arrogance of them looking at our successful system or Fox Nation or Joe Rogan, where people will come online and watch something. They will support it. And they thought, well, we'll just go do what they've done. We'll be successful. No, you're the most uncool, biggest lying failures anywhere. You are beyond rejection. You can't even get 10,000 of your drooling minion viewers on mainline CNN that itself is a total black hole. Less than 100,000 viewers per hour. You can't get them to go to your online platform. Because your zombie listeners probably don't even know how to do it. Think about what that says about these self-appointed, officious, sanctimonious, arrogant losers. You can laugh at them all day. They still got the power structure behind them. But what does it say about the power structure on average, like 85 years old, that really believes CNN's getting us or their lawsuits against us or their lies are going to silence us? You could take Alex Jones and Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson off the air tomorrow. And you would just create more resistance. The question is, though, how do they stop us? With wars, with famine and collapse. So you think they're just going to go away because everybody turned against them? And their pedophilia and their transgenderism and their devaluation of currencies and their devil worship? No! They are going to implode everything and starve us to death so they can still run our lives. But if we identify them and say no to them and stand up to them and through the states and the legislatures and the cities, humanity will want to be successful and want to survive, and we will fully reject these people and get them off our backs. Because in the old days, an authoritarian state had to have support really to win. Now they're an authoritarian state, but they're a shadow state, a deep state. We have to get rid of the shadow state. We have to expose it and shine light on it and spotlight the cockroaches, as my good friend Ted Nugent likes to say. All right, let's go back to calls. Who's been holding the longest? That's Chris in the great state of Texas. Chris, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Great to talk with you. It's no coincidence that you were going to talk about censorship today, Alex, because when I got home last night, I have AT&T U-verse cable system. And I went to OAN because I don't like to watch Fox News until Tucker comes on. And I see that OAN is not there. So I do some research, and I find out that AT&T, because of OAN's content, does not match up with the politicians in our country, the Democrat politicians.
Yeah, and of course, AT&T owns and runs CNN, yeah.
Yes, sir. That's a good point.
And again, here's the thing. That was announced 2 months ago, and OAN ran banners every hour saying, go to our website, go to Cloud TV, go to Roku, go other places. But only once they got dumped, when the date came, I'm getting all these calls, where's OAN? And I'm not mad at listeners for my show or them, because I'm not in competition with OAN. I love them. They're great guys, great gals. The point is, I might tell them, we're being censored. We're about to be shut down. You only find us at InfoWars.com or Band.Video. Please share that link. And then I'm not saying you're a bad guy. You're a regular listener. You didn't know 2 months ago they got dumped off there, and they said in 2 months you'll be off. They had to give them 2 months notice.
Alex, I truthfully did not know, and I don't sit there and watch them for hours.
Listen, I'm not saying you're bad. That's what I'm getting at. I talk to people every day on the street that go, I used to love your show. Sorry you're off the air. And they're smart people. And I go, no, I'm on the air at InfoWars.com and hundreds of stations. But they think, I saw you here, now you're gone, now you're gone. People have to look for the truth. It's not going to get forced on you at the airports and hotels and train stations like CNN. It's going to be buried because they fear it. Does that make sense?
No, it makes sense. And how I'm going to fight back, Alex, is first of all, I'm a founding member. I got my coin last week and I love it. And second of all, I'm going to go to Xfinity and dump AT&T, you know. And
By the way, I love you, Chris, and I'm not putting you down. I'm the same way. I get busy. I don't pay attention. And then when something's censored, I tend to not go to it anymore because I just remember being there. So I'm the same way. I've done a bad job explaining to people, hey, we're being taken off all these things. You've got to come directly to us. OAN tried, but they put notices up. People don't watch the little notices at the bottom like they watch the host saying it. So OAN should have done more announcements, and I'm not putting them down. I should have, too, because everything is about letting people know. You're not going to get Alex Jones on Instagram or YouTube or Twitter. You're going to get Alex Jones at InfoWars.com and Band.Video and places like Rumble and places like Getter and places like Gab, and people got to go there, and that's where they got to see it. And Senator Paul gets this. He goes, I'm not going on YouTube anymore after they censored him saying natural immunity is better. He goes, I'm on Rumble now, and his channels explode. Same thing with Bongino. We got to get people onto our platforms. Well, guess what? I got my own platform, Band.Video, thanks to you guys. And I'm saying that's where the truth is. So share Band.Video.
Oh, it's real quick. I just want to say, to me, this is a huge, huge domino against freedom. OAN was my favorite station. Besides InfoWars, but on cable, they were my favorite station.
Sure.
Fox News and Newsmax are next, and then InfoWars is next, and then the radio is next. Alex, it's happening. This is it, America. Wake up!
I agree. God bless you. Yeah, let AT&T know you don't support them. Everybody that's got AT&T should say, I'm dumping my AT&T unless you stop this. Because OAN was popular. OAN had more ratings than CNN, way better. They tried to suppress those ratings. They got scared. I'll give you the inside baseball, okay? On Cloud TV and a few other platforms we haven't been censored on, we are bigger than OAN. But OAN is the next biggest thing on there. And OAN was getting very, very, very popular. And that's why they did what they did. So the U.S. president censored, OAN censored. But I want to get it straight. InfoWars was taken off all the platforms first. Now they came for Trump. Now they're coming for OAN. Next they're coming for you. So the caller's like, well, next it'll be InfoWars. Well, InfoWars is still here, but you notice the caller had to come to InfoWars or a local AM or FM station who are precious. Everybody should support them. All right, let's take another caller here in the order they have been received. Vern in Texas. Thank you, Vern.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I'm not transgender. My real name is Veronica, but short for Vern. Listen, I wanted to, I saw Dr. Artis on the several interviews he did on the 11th, Hugh Peters and Vandersall, Brighton with Mike Adams. You really need to get him on your show.
I know. He went on Owen Schroyer's show. I've heard snake venom. I think snake venom's in the water.
Yes, yes. And, you know, the amount of evidence he presents to substantiate his claim is remarkable. And he's, you know, the information actually has been out there on the Internet since January 2020. He shows that one of the first articles speculated that was written speculated that the three possible sources for coronavirus were bats, pangolins, and snakes. So Dr. Artis has done an incredible connecting of the dots. You know, you have had Ed Dowd on your show, the stock market analyst, and he, I was really impressed in his interview with Christy Lee because he said he prayed to God and, you know, asked how he could be of service. And then shortly thereafter, Dr. Malone came to Maui, and through a series of coincidences, he was able to meet Malone and Steve Kirsch. And from then on, you know, the information that Ed Dowd had just took off. So by the same token, Dr. Artis, you know, a series of coincidences, remarkable coincidences, truly inspired by God, like led him to this supposition. And then after that, he was able to kind of methodically prove that coronavirus is actually snake venom, specifically the kite snakes and the cobra snakes. And what's interesting
Ma'am, let me ask you a question. And I'm not poo-pooing this, but I've interviewed the top scientists. We've looked at the viral scans, major universities. They made a virus. Viruses are able to replicate in the body. So do you know how much snake venom you'd have to put in a water supply to have these type of blood clotting effects and things that a snake bite would do? You know, a snake bites you, it pumps in, you know, say a tenth of an ounce of venom into you or half an ounce, and then it makes you have blood clots and your leg rots off and you die. I'm not poo-pooing this one. We'll get artists on. I know it's the big thing right now. But to say that snake venom is being dumped in the water supply, it's diluted and it breaks down electrochemically very quickly. What you want is a virus because it replicates in the body, so it spreads quickly. To say that poison's in water and then it's contagious to other people, and I've experienced the contagion of COVID, is very, very interesting. So I'm going to look into this, and I appreciate your call. I mean, I started seeing this a few days ago. I looked at it. I'm like, they're dumping snake venom in the water, huh? How many snakes they got to do that? Stay with us.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.